Stabile 92, you with Jono and Nats on The Big Breakfast, and it's your Wednesday, which means we get to do this. Got a taste for
you. Cheap Eats. On the line to tantalise our taste buds this morning and send us off to some place that is both scrumptious and also going to be friendly in your pocket is Farida from Frying Pan Adventures. Farida, happy Wednesday. Welcome back to the show once again. How are you?
Thank you. Happy Wednesday to both of you, Nats and Jono.
We're very excited about what you've got in store for us. Give us the deets.
I'm excited. So, you know, 4 years ago, one of our regular tour guests, Amber Mirza, took me to the Daily Restaurant, the brunch in Gisses Nahda. I mean, they have brunches in Karama, I think one in International City. And she introduced me to something called the Dhaga Kebab. 4 years later, I made the visit finally last week, and I was not disappointed. So Dhaga is the Hindi-Urdu word for thread. So literally thread kebab. And this kebab is so soft, it's so squishy, that the only way to keep it on the skewer is by tying a thread around it.
Wow.
No way. So this meat literally is just melting in your mouth when you consume it then.
It is. And, you know, like I keep telling everyone who I've spoken to after having eaten there, you can leave your teeth at home for this kebab. You don't need your teeth.
Amazing.
Okay. And they allowed me into the kitchen so I could see how it makes the kebab. And he's using his fingers to get the soft meat on the skewers. And then he just spins the skewer and the thread just, it's magical. It just wraps around it. And the kebab itself, it's smoky, it's spicy, it's juicy and impossibly tender. It's made with beef. There's garam masala that goes into it. There's green chilies. There's garlic. There's ginger. And then he told me that the secret to keeping it so moist and soft is the green papaya. He emphasized it has to be the raw papaya, not one that is very ripe. And he also emphasized not raw onions, but brown onions. And when
amazing.
This kebab hits the table, you basically have to undress it. You have to unravel the
thread
and then the meat just slides down into this pasty gloop. And they give you raita on the side. I paired mine with a chapati as well.
Oh my goodness.
And
now
I was a kebab heaven.
I wanted to know what kind of bread pairing you had with that, but the chapati will definitely do it for me. And, you know, Farida, you're new to banned words on this show. So just because we love you so much and everything that you genuinely, you know, tantalize our taste buds with every single week, I'm going to let you go without a yellow card today. But should you ever use the M word again, you know, the one that starts with the letter M and ends with oist, honestly, it'll be like game over. Just saying.
Now we know for the future. Hey, by the way, how much is this going to cost us, Farida? How much is it?
So a plate that contains 3 dhaga kebab goes for 16 dirhams.
Oh, wow.
What?
That is
for
so cheap.
The chapati set me back 1 dirham 50 fills.
Wow. Go with deep pockets for this one. This is great. That is amazing. Farida, as always, it's a pleasure to catch up with you. Frying Pan Adventures, check them out on Instagram because they also run some food tours, which are next level. And we're getting back into the season to do stuff outdoors again.
With the weather being so nice, you do not want to miss out on these food tours, and you get to eat all sorts of things like the food that she just described and then some.
Thank you, Farida, and we'll speak to you guys next week.
Thank you. Take care.